This is Akashvani, a review of Parliament proceedings read by Kiran Jha. First from the Lok Sabha, writer is Asim Kamal of PTI. The Lok Sabha adjourned to Sanadai today, drawing curtains on the budget session that saw 12 government bills introduced, with 9 of them being passed and the lower house registering 93% productivity. The session, which began on 28th January, also saw the passage of the Union Budget, demands for grants and key bills such as the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2026, the Jan Vikas Amendment of Provision Bill 2026 and the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026. Birla informed the House that 31 sittings were held during the session, which lasted for 151 hours and 42 minutes. He said the productivity of the House during the session was 93%. The budget session of Parliament began with the address by President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament on 28 January 2026. Participating in the discussion on the President's address in the Lok Sabha, Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi attempted to raise the issue of the standoff with China by citing an unpublished memoir by former Army Chief M.M. Narvane. However, Speaker Birla disallowed this, citing parliamentary rules. A standoff over the issue lasted for several days. During this period, 8 Congress members and 1 CPIM member were suspended from the House for the remainder of this curtain for the current parliamentary session for throwing papers near the chair and undermining the dignity of the chair. However, during the second phase of the budget session on 17th March, their suspension was revoked with immediate effect. Following a discussion lasting 2 hours and 46 minutes, the House passed the motion of thanks on the President's address on 5th February without a response from Prime Minister Modi. It is a parliamentary tradition for the Prime Minister to deliver a reply to the discussion on the President's address. Speaker Om Birla stated in the House that PM Modi, acceding to the Chair's request not to attend the House, averted an untoward incident. Following the incidents on 10th February, the opposition submitted a notice to the Lok Sabha Secretariat seeking to move a motion for the removal of Speaker Birla from his post. Birla then decided that he would not occupy the chair until the matter was resolved. During the second phase of the budget session on 11th March, the House rejected a motion against the Speaker by voice vote, following which Birla resumed proceedings of the chair on 12th March. Finance Minister presented the Union Budget 2026-27 on the floor of the House on 1st February, and the general discussion on the Union Budget 26-27 lasted for about 13 hours. Birla informed that 63 members participated in the discussion on the Union Budget, and the Finance Minister replied to the discussion on 11th February. The demands for grants of selected ministries and departments were discussed in the House from 16th to 18th March, and subsequently the demands for grants were passed by the House. Further, the Appropriation Bill was passed in the Lok Sabha on 18th March and the Finance Bill was passed on 25th March 2026. Birla Farmer informed that 12 government bills were introduced and 9 bills were passed during the session. Some of the important bills which were passed include the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026, Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill 2026, Finance Bill 2026, Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2026, Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2026, Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provision Bills 2026 and the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026. Birla informed that the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, seeking to amend the Nari Shakti Vandana Adhiniyam or the Women's Reservation Act 2023 and the related Delimitation Bill 2026 and the Union Territory Law Amendment Bill 2026 were discussed in the Lok Sabha during the last 2 days, and the discussion lasted for 21 hours 27 minutes. He also informed that 131 members participated in the discussion on the 3 bills. However, the Constitution Amendment Bill was not passed by the House. Birla also informed that 23rd March Prime Minister Modi delivered a statement regarding the ongoing conflict in West Asia and the challenges emerging before India. The Speaker also pointed out that during the session, 126 stared questions were answered orally. He said a total of 326 matters of public importance were raised by the members during the 0 hour, and a total of 650 matters were taken by under Rule 377 during the session. Birla said 73 reports were presented by departmentally related standing committees, and as many as 2,089 papers were laid on the table of the House. He said that on 30th March, a short duration discussion was held during Rule 193 on the subject, efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism. The discussion lasted for 6 hours and 7 minutes and 36 members participated in it. The discussion concluded with a reply by the Union Minister of Home Affairs, Amit Shah. Birla also informed that on 16th April, the chair informed the House of the significant achievement of India's 500 megawatt prototype fast breeder reactor, attaining first critically successfully. He also said that during the session, 181 statements were made by members in the 18 Indian languages and their simultaneous interpretation were carried out successfully. A day after the House was adjourned Saturday, the Constitution Amendment Bill to implement 33% reservation for women in legislatures in 2029 and increase the number of Lok Sabha seats to 816 was defeated yesterday during the dueling dispensation, asserting that the struggle to give the rights to women will continue. While 298 members voted in support of the bill in the Lok Sabha, 230 MPs voted against it. Out of 528 members who voted, the bill required 352 votes for the two-third majority. According to Constitution 131 Amendment Bill, Lok Sabha seats were to be increased to 816 from the current 543 to operationalize the Women's Reservation Bill before the 2029 parliamentary pause following a delimitation exercise based on the 2011 census. Seats were also to be increased in state and union territory assemblies to accommodate 33% reservation for women. The session, which was to conclude on 2nd April, was extended by 3 days from 16th April to discuss the crucial bill on women's reservation. The budget session this year was held in the shadow of the West Asia crisis after the United States and Israel attacked Iran on 28 February, with opposition demanding a discussion on the issue. However, Prime Minister Modi, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, and Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri gave statement on the West Asia conflict and its impact on India. The opposition staged a walkout during passage of crucial bill, claiming that they were dissatisfied with the response of the government. They were approver on the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill, with the opposition demanding that the bill be sent to parliamentary panel for further scrutiny, as it went against a Supreme Court ruling restricting the number of IPS officers in Central Armed Forces. The legislation seeks to create a unified legal framework governing personnel across different CAPFs, replacing the current patchwork of separate civil rule regime for the five central forces. The Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026 saw Parliament give its nod to Amravati as the new capital of Andhra Pradesh after amending the original Act 2014. The Transgender Bill amends for the Law on Protection and Rights of Transgender Persons that provides for excluding social orientations from the ambit of the statute, with Rajya Sabha giving its nod even as opposition members pressed for sending it to the Select Committee. The bill also provides for a graded punishment bill based on the gravity of the harm inflicted on such person. The Foreign Constitution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 was not taken up by the government during the session following objections from the opposition. The Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 was sent to the Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. The session also saw the suspension of 8 opposition MPs being revoked after Lok Sabha passed a motion in this regard, and they were suspended during the first part of the budget session or when they created uproar in Lok Sabha for disallowing Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi to speak in the House. Today morning, as soon as the House met at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla read out his concluding remarks, following which he adjourned the House Sanadai for an indefinite period. The session concluded with the playing of Vande Mataram for full 6 stands of the national song being played for the first time in the House. The government also has mandated singing all 6 stanzas of the national song at official government functions, school assemblies and public events. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Sanjeev Chopra of PTI. The Rajya Sabha was also adjourned Saturday today, bringing an end to the budget session that began on 28 January 2026. Before adjourning the House, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said the session saw a remarkable 109.87% productivity as he thanked members for their cooperation. The upper house also saw the election of deputy chairman and nominated members Harivansh. He also elected to the post for a third consecutive term. The session witnessed the passage of several key legislations, including the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provision Bill 2026, the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill 2026, and the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026. In his valedictory address to the conclusion of 270th session of Rajya Sabha, the chairman said he was deeply appreciative of the valuable perspectives of the members that enriched the discussions in the House. Noting that the budget session holds the place of primacy among the three sessions that held every year, Radhakrishnan said it is not only the longest of all three sessions, but also the most consequential in shaping the national's growth trajectory. The budgetary allocations approved, the policies endorsed, and the priorities affirmed during the session have a direct bearing on the life of every citizen of Bharat, he asserted. The chairman recalled that the session commenced with the discussion on the motion of thanks to the president's address, spanning over 4 days, during which 79 members of the House participated with effusive energy and earnestness. The reply of the Prime Minister to the discussion on the motion of thanks brought clarity and context to the many points raised by the members across the aisle. The discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27 was equally incisive and comprehensive, and he said that adding to it, it spanned over 4 days and saw participation as of many 97 members. The House also held substantial discussion on the working of two key ministries of the government. The chairman said the House also took note of the Suomoto statement made by the Minister of Commerce and Industry on the India-US bilateral trade agreement and Minister of External Affairs regarding the situation in West Asia. The statement made by the Prime Minister on the ongoing West Asia conflict and the challenges faced by India, especially to meet its energy requirement as a fallout of the war, presented by evolving situation in a proper perspective and underlining the need for a collective resolve of the nation to face it, he said. The chairman disclosed that as many as 50 private members' bills were introduced during the session. He also said that 94 occasions, members spoke in 12 regional languages, including the 8th schedule to the Constitution. Overall, the House functioned for a total of 157 hours and 40 minutes. The productivity of the session stood at 109.87%, the chairman said. During the session, he said, we had the opportunity to raise 117 questions, 446 zero-hour submissions, and 207 special mentions. This session also witnessed the re-election of Harivansh Ji as the deputy chairman of Rajya Sabha for the third time. The Prime Minister also, along with the leaders and members across the political spectrum, felicitated Harivansh on his re-election, Chairman Radhakrishnan said. He appreciated the cooperation extended by all in transacting the business of the House and extended his appreciation to the Deputy Chairman Harivansh and members on the panel of Vice Chairmans for assisting him in conducting the House proceedings. The Chairman also thanked the Leader of the House, the Leader of the Opposition and the Ministry of the Parliamentary Affairs, the leaders of the various parties and groups of all the members for their kind cooperation extended by them. Radhakrishnan also acknowledged the untiring efforts of the Secretary General and his team of dedicated officers and staff in ensuring that the session ran smoothly. During the session, the House also returned to the Lok Sabha the Finance Bill 2026, the Appropriation Bill 2026, and the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026. Besides the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 and the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2025, bill were also passed during the session. The House also passed the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026 to make Amravati as the official capital of the Andhra Pradesh with retrospective effect from 2nd of June 2024. The Rajya Sabha was then adjourned sine die after the recital of the national song Vande Mataram, and Vice President and the Rajya Sabha Chairman later met several members of the Parliament in the House after both the Houses were adjourned sine die. A Deputy Chairman Harivansh, Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, besides Congress Parliamentary Party Chairman Sonia Gandhi and BJP President, and the MP Nitin Naveen were present during the meeting. Among other MPs present at the informal meeting included Digvijay Singh, Rajiv Shukla, John Brittus, Pramod Tiwari, Ranjit Ranjan, J.B. Mathur, and Shakti Singh Gohil, Nasir Hussain, and Neeraj Dangi. That's all in the Parliament Review.